You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Giants are slowly trying to climb out of whatever doldrums were hitting them early in the season. So let's talk a little bit about that. I'm Alex Twitter, and I'm here with Chris Taft, of course, our wonderful beat writer for the Giants website. And Chris, I don't know where to start here, but I guess the offensive struggles, I think, were not what we were expecting. I mean, when we were talking about the season starting, that was probably, assuming the health of some of those key players, that seemed to not be a concern that we were talking about. Am I remembering this correctly?
Yeah, you're very right, Allison. The offense has been kind of uneven. As we speak right now, they've looked a little better the last few days. Buster Posey has not been driving the ball. However, he had a home run last night. Hunter Pence has started to flash his power again. Denard Span has not gotten on base as they would have hoped. But again, he's shown some signs here and there of being the kind of leadoff man they envisioned. In the numbers two and three spots, Joe Panik and Matt Duffy have been excellent lately. So they don't want any changes there. And at the bottom of the order, actually in the number nine spot, because Bruce Bochy has started batting the pitcher eighth this year a lot of times, Angel Pagan has played at an all-star level. Nothing more needs to be said right there than that. He's been just fabulous.
Yeah, which is something that they need. I guess when it's early in the season, you can't really put that much stock into lightning fast starts like the Orioles, for example, or like crazy slow starts, even though I'm starting to worry about the Astros and Houston a little bit. But when you start off and the pitching has been decent and the offense just hasn't gotten going yet, I guess if you're not going to have a fast start to the season, that's probably the scenario you want, right? Like the offense just hasn't started to come around yet, but the pitching has been doing okay.
I think you always want to see, yes, Allison, I think you always want to see good form, promising form in your pitching staff. And that's another area where things have been kind of uneven. Madison Bumgarner is starting to look like Madison Bumgarner. I've talked to scouts. They're not worried about him. Those guys know a ton more baseball than I do. If they're not worried about him, I'm not going to worry about him. He just hasn't shown that much. I just haven't seen the same kind of, snap or velocity or whatever. But he's starting to look more and more like himself. Yet last night he struck out 9 6 2/3 innings. You get that kind of strikeouts, innings, pitch ratio from him. That's one of among the things you're looking for from Madison Bumgarner. In its number two and three spots in a rotation, Johnny Cueto has been, as advertised, he's been superb. And Jeff Samardzija has looked really strong. He's relying on that fastball, and the fastball is working. So, that's all is well with the first three spots in the Giants rotation. Now, come in the number four and five spots, it's been kind of off and on for a work in progress, really, for Jake Peavy and Matt Cain. But Jake Peavy is coming off a good game, and so they're hoping for the same kind of progress or good signs from Matt Cain.
Yeah, I remember when we were taping an interview with you and Dwayne Kuiper during spring training, and he was talking about the bullpen a little bit, saying that they're not going to let the season be derailed by the bullpen, regardless of whatever they have to do. The Giants have always been very astute when it comes to building a bullpen. So they've got some challenges, though, with, Romo and Contos on the DL. But some young relievers have been stepping up. So can you give us just a brief overview of just a couple of the guys that have been pretty impressive in the short term?
Certainly. Joss Osich, left-hand rookie. Well, he's not a rookie. He is a rookie. I was looking it up the other day. How you can pitch in 37 games one year and not be a rookie, that's a different subject. I know it's innings, but in time of year when you're pitching. But he's for the most part been very effective. Replacing Romo and Contos, they've had Derek Law, right-hander, who can throw a changeup, whose breaking pitches and off-speed pitches really have a lot of movement on them, and he's got a decent fastball. So he's got some potential, that's for sure. And a left-hander named Stephen Olkert, who, he's left-handed. So not a whole lot more to be said there. He's got good stuff, and seems to have, even though he's a rookie, also seems to have a little bit of an idea, a little bit of feel for pitching. So, they've all had their rough moments, but they've all had good moments. So the good has outweighed the bad so far. I think, however, they will welcome Romo and Contos back just because they're proven quantities.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, you always go with experience. As long as they're still being effective, you go with experience when you're in a situation like the Giants where they're expected to win. I'm looking at the standings here, and even though it's such a small sampling, it really is just, Dodgers, Diamondbacks, Giants, and then you got the Rockies and the Padres that are under 500. So, of course, it's going to be very interesting. So thank you, Chris. Get back to whatever it is that you were doing, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Allison. Appreciate it.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.